All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the regular Board of Directors meeting of the Big Bear Airport District, Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, 4 p.m. in the West Wing Boardroom. If you'd all please stand and join me in the flag salute. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, the mission statement of the Big Bear Airport District is that we serve the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Item three, roll call and introduction, Board Secretary Rebecca Cannon.
Board members, please say aye or hear when I call your name to signify you are present at today's meeting. Vice President Hicks.
Aye.
Director Gardner.
Aye.
Director Lawrence.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
President Castillo.
Aye.
Thank you. Also present, we have General Manager Ryan Goss, Administrative Manager Abby Erickson, Administrative Assistant Ariel Valenzuela, and myself, Rebecca Cannon, Board Secretary. We also welcome members of the public that are joining us today.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item four, approval of agenda.
No changes from staff.
Move approval.
Second. Yep.
In public discussion, the agenda.
You're good, Steve.
All right, public comments, item number five. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should approach the podium and wait for the president to recognize him or her. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each with an overall total of 15 minutes. A speaker cannot allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section on the agenda. A speaker's comment should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you wish to address the board on items that are not listed on the posted agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not publicly noticed. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Any public comments? Going once, going twice. Item number six. Big Bear Airport Pilots Association.
Nothing to report except we're looking forward to the year ahead.
Excellent. Thank you, Jack. Item seven, consent agenda, including items 7.1 and 7.2, approval of the meeting minutes, December 11th, 2024, regular Board of Directors meeting, pages 4 through 6, and approval of meeting minutes, December 11th, 2024. Regarding regular board meeting packet pages 4 through 6. Oh, I just read that. Seth, I guess my glasses aren't working. Can I help you? 7.2 was year to date financial reports, November of 2024, pages 7 through 22. Board discussion. Nothing. Any public comments? I'll move that we approve the consent agenda, including items 7.1 and 7.2.
I'll second. Okay, we have President Castillo move to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held on Wednesday, December 11th, 2024, and to accept for filing the year-to-date financial reports as presented. Director Lawrence seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passed to approve the minutes of the December 11, 2024 regular board meeting and to accept the year-to-date financial reports, with all directors voting aye.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item 8, pulled consent agenda items. None. Item 9, business matters. 9.1, committee assignments. President Castillo will, that's me, will appoint two board members to each of the following committees: Airport Development Committee, Personnel Committee, Public Outreach Committee, and Safety Committee. And unless there's any objections, here's what I've come up with so far. I think we'll work good. For Airport Development, I would be the chair, and Daryl Gardner, member. Personnel Committee, I would be the chair, and Chuck Hicks, member. I'm going too fast, or
no.
Public Outreach, chair would be Mary Kay Lindstrom, and member would be Cam Lawrence. Safety Committee, chair would be Chuck Hicks, and member Cam Lawrence. Everybody? Any public comments? I mean, I got a question. So like if someone all of a sudden said, oh, you know, I really don't want to do that lottery, can we mix these, shuffle these up?
You can. As the president of the board, so it's your decision to put.
Right.
So if somebody comes to you after this and says, hey, Ken, I'd rather be on this. It's your decision to do
right. Okay. Or I don't have past history of this. I feel better on this committee or something.
Absolutely.
Want to know. So, okay. Thank you. Item 9.2, regular board of directors meeting date discussion. Discussion and possible action regarding Director Hicks' request to change the board of directors' regular meeting schedule. If you'd like to give us a background or anything you'd like to.
Yes. I mean, as everyone is aware, I was elected to the city council for Big Bear Lake, and clearly there is a conflict between the two. And it is my desire to remain on the airport board and fulfill my obligations. I have at least 2 years left on that obligation. So I would ask the board to consider moving the meeting to the second Thursday of the month. And I have, you know, checked with, and Ryan can back me up, I do not believe that there are any conflicts with any other meetings on the Hill on that date.
The second Thursday is a viable option.
So that, again, if we all wanted to participate in other meetings and organizations, we would be free to do that. So I would ask for the board's consideration and approval of moving it to that date.
Thank you. So that'd be this same week,
right?
But just tomorrow. Gotcha. Okay. All right. We'll go to board discussion. Do you have anything to add?
That's it.
Director Lindstrom.
It's not really a good day for me, as I have consistent cardiology appointments on Thursday in Santa Paula, and it would be a hardship for me.
Director Gardner.
I also have appointments on Thursdays. If this meeting ran for any length of time, that would be a real issue. Okay. If it was a short meeting, I could make it work, but I do have commitments on Thursdays.
Director Lawrence.
I'd like to ask Manager Goss about when, like the last time this meeting was changed, our Big Bear Airport meeting, and why.
So it was done in 2010 was the last time it was changed. The meeting minutes don't depict the reason for it. I went back and read those minutes. I would assume that it was either a conflict with a board member or another conflict with another agency within the valley here. But 2010 was the last time that was done. And it was the first Wednesday of the month at 2:30, and it went to the second Wednesday at 4.
It was earlier. Director Lynch.
Is there any reason, did you approach the city council on a possibility that they may be able to change?
Not at this point, because I know they had just changed their meetings from two meetings a month to the one meeting and elected to do it on this day. And again, my understanding was that without any consultation with any other agencies in the valley, you know, as an alternative to, you know, the Thursday, then would you consider the third Wednesday of the month?
Are both meetings, is one more important to you than another?
No. Because I believe both boards are very important and have important functions to perform.
Thank you.
And I believe that, you know, again, I made the obligation when I was elected to this position that I would serve on this board for the full four years. And I don't see a conflict. Again, it's just a question of meeting times. I mean, their meetings over there start, some of their meetings sometimes will start at 4 o'clock and ours start at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, ours start at 4 and theirs regular meeting starts at 5, but sometimes there's that overlap.
Like closed session.
Yeah, closed session and that kind of thing.
Is it proper to ask you if you had to make a choice, would you make it? Or is that an improper question?
I think that's an improper question.
Yeah, at this point, we're just discussing whether we can do that's all that's on the agenda. So that's all we can discuss at this time.
So again, I show as the alternative, if the third Wednesday still works, Ryan, then look at the third Wednesday of the month.
Okay. I have no problem with, I don't really have a specific schedule. I look, you know, at the end of the future. So
yeah.
My schedule changes constantly, so wouldn't matter to me either way. But any public comments?
Sounds reasonable.
Which one?
The third Wednesday sounds reasonable.
Any? Let's go around again. Daryl, would you have any
problem? I have no problems with that.
With the third Wednesday?
Correct.
But Thursdays would be bad for you too, Mary Kay, right?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Thursdays are bad for you. What about Wednesdays? The third Wednesday.
I don't know yet. No. I mean, I don't know. I don't have enough.
Director Warren?
I have to change everything around with my medical stuff.
It's my understanding that the airport district has compromised in the past to find a date that worked for everyone. Not too early, not too late. It doesn't make sense that the city changing their meeting should require that we change our meeting. That's my
thought. Okay. Any public comment? I would entertain a motion.
I move that we consider that we change our meetings to the third Wednesday of the month.
Third Wednesday.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion on the table with Vice President Hicks moving to change the regular Board of Directors meeting from the second Wednesday of the month to the third Wednesday of every month. President Castillo seconded the motion. At this time, I'll do a roll call vote. Please either say aye or no. Director Lindstrom?
No.
Vice President Hicks?
Aye.
Director Gardner?
Aye.
Director Lawrence?
No.
And President Castillo?
Aye.
Okay. The motion to change the regular Board of Directors meeting from the second Wednesday of the month to the third Wednesday of the month has passed. With Vice President Hicks, Director Gardner, and President Castillo voting aye, and Director Lindstrom and Director Lawrence voting no.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Board.
Thank you very much.
So real quick, just to make sure what we're going to need to do.
Oh, yeah, we need to do the...
Because this was passed, we need to ratify it through a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm asking is that we bring a resolution to the board next month at the February meeting to ratify the decision of the board. Because we want to make sure that that's within the documents of the district that we are moving that meeting.
Gotcha.
Now, would that have to be at the second mm-hmm. Wednesday, or would that be on the third Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
It'd have to be at the second.
Okay. I can definitely check with legal counsel just to make sure, but I would imagine that because even though you guys made the motion here and it passed to ratify it via resolution, we probably still will need to have the February meeting on the second Wednesday. But I will reach out to her and get confirmation.
And then obviously the next third one would be March, right?
March will then
be a day later.
Yes. Right? But if legal counsel says you can have it on the third Wednesday, as long as you pass that resolution, we can do that, which I don't think she will, because the current document shows that it's the second Wednesday.
Oh, you mean ahead of time, ahead of ratification.
Yes.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. All right. That's good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So next, February's meeting is the second.
No, the February would be staying the same.
Second. I'm going to confirm with legal counsel, but as of right now, we're going to do the second Wednesday in February, and then we'll ratify it via resolution, and then March meeting will be the third Wednesday.
Perfect. Okay, item 10, manager's report on your packet pages 23 through 27.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. December 19th and 20th, Royal Electric, which is the airfield electrical specialist, they installed the runway 8 PAPIs. After they were damaged during an aircraft incident back in the summertime. As of right now, they are off. They're not working. We need to get them commissioned by the FAA. I have a tentative date for the 28th of January for that flight check. I will have representatives from Royal Electric here to make sure that if there's any type of adjustments that need to be made, they will be here. It's a safety issue, and that's part of the process that we have to do when they get damaged. Part of the process is getting that flight check. So that has already been taken care of. We have it scheduled. I'm just waiting for an update from the FAA. They're going to fly out of Sacramento in a King Air and come and do that flight check for us. So it's been paid for, but also also remember that this incident was caused by an aircraft. So I've been in communication with the insurance company for the purchase of it, of the equipment, the installation, and all the associated stuff with it. So we're still working on that.
And that's his insurance, right?
That is correct. Yes. Yeah.
Ryan, before you get off.
Yes, sir.
The only reason that the flight check is coming to confirm the angle that the PAPI is at the correct angle based on what the requirement is for the west approach or east approach.
Back again on December 19th, our credit card machine went down at the fuel pit at our fuel farm. We had updated our credit card machine inside the office, our point of sale in there, and somebody decided to delete the entire system for our credit card machine at the fuel farm. So we went 2 or 3 days where we had staff members out at the fuel pit that was pumping the fuel and then running the cards in here and authorizing the cards in here. Since then, we've got that taken care of, but now we're still dealing with our point of sale in the office. They're just not talking. So we're working on getting that taken care of. Staff has begun working with Streamline to implement the new ADA compliance updates for the district's website. There's a design and review call scheduled for January 22nd, and we anticipate the website being up and running by February 19th. So that was an agreement that you guys approved at the last meeting. The construction agreement for the terminal building is currently under review by legal counsel. So that document was sent to me, as well as President Castillo. I forwarded it to legal counsel. Because of Christmas and New Year's, it was a little bit delayed in reviewing it. She was able to complete her review of it and redlined that information that she deemed necessary, and it has been sent back to Sourcewell/BlueScope for their legal counsel review. So my hope was to have it to you today, which meant we would have potentially started the construction demolition February 20th. Now that we're delayed about a month, and now that we have a little bit of snow out there, my hope is to be able to bring that agreement to you at the February meeting. Staff has completed the required 2024 sexual harassment prevention, hostile work environment training, and airport management has completed the ethics training. So we are all compliant with that. And I think a real big deal, and kudos to the entire staff that put this together, but the Special District Leadership Foundation, the district's Transparency Certificate of Excellence Award application has been completed. That very complex document was done and sent out to two local leaders within the community, and they reviewed them by basically a packet that they had to go through to make sure that all of the information pertaining to that transparency certificate was included. And
he was just wondering what the transparency.
I mean, I've read this. What's here? It doesn't click. What is it exactly? Okay. Can you make it simple?
Yeah. So the transparency certificate. Actually, you know what? I'll let Rebecca, because she was the one that wrote it. Okay. Then I'll do it then. The transparency certificate through the special district, because we're a special district. So Special District Risk Management Authority is a document that the way that the airport operates is we're in the most transparent position with the community as a local government.
Cumulative, all the special districts.
All the special districts. Okay. There's very few districts that have this leadership award or this transparency. And it's the way we do our board meetings. It's the way we do our minutes. It's the way we do our budgets. It's the way we do our audits. It's your guys's sexual harassment and ethics training.
Website.
I mean, there's a lot. The book is like this thick. I was meant to bring it in and show you, and I can show you afterward. But we did it 2 years ago, and they're good for 2 years. And so the previous one was getting ready to expire, and I instructed the staff we need to go ahead and apply for that again. So we had Glenn Jacklin from the CSD, Big Bear Community Service Districts, review it. And we had Sandy Benson from Mountain Transit review it. They got to go through those documents, make sure it's all there. And then once they sign a document saying that it's all correct and true, we send off that information to the Special District Leadership Foundation. They review it, and then hopefully we get a certificate. So it means that Big Bear Airport District is transparent in everything we do.
As a special district.
As a public agency.
How many public agencies are there, and are they all within the state of California?
Yes. So special districts, I couldn't tell you how many special districts are in California.
About. I mean, are there 150?
A couple hundred. 100, 250. It could be a mosquito district. It could be a water district. Cemetery districts. Hospital. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Thank you.
There's a lot.
And then Helicopter Big Bear is back. They started operations on December 20th, just before Christmas. They have a pilot that's kind of managing the business for Helicopter Big Bear. His name is Cole, and working out a few little kinks, But otherwise, he was pretty busy over Christmas and New Year's. So we're glad to have him back.
Are they still in the Robinsons?
They are. Yep, he's flying an R-44 still.
Okay.
And then for my operations report for November, you can see roughly about 1,038 operations. Nothing that is alarming, pretty much status quo for operations at this point. And that's it.
Thank you, Ryan. Any further questions?
I do have a question regarding the terminal building. Since that got delayed a month in the documents being reviewed, does that mean that we're going to be delayed a month on starting the demolition?
That is correct, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, tentatively, I'm hoping March. So we were hoping to start February 20th, unless they can get it back. But I would imagine that as we get delayed a month in approving that document, we're going to get delayed a month in starting the program or the demolition.
Okay. Because the reason I ask is I just know that the public will always be concerned about delays, cost overruns. And I just want to try to make sure that we do everything within our power to minimize that and not get in the public's eye.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And yeah, thank you, Ryan. I mean, this guy's pretty sharp. It's a big, thick document, that contract, and he caught a lot of things, and so did our counsel. Betsy Martin. So it's something we don't want to rush, but yeah, I agree with you. I agree that we got to get moving, but yeah, he's gone over this thing tooth and nail. It takes days and hours, and we want to get it right because a lot of time's gone by. And,
yeah,
it's easy.
A lot of time. We've had a lot of updates to
the
cost of the building, and you know, I want to make sure that the district is protected for those potential cost overruns. And that is one of the main reasons why we went down this route. I'm managing this project like I do federal projects, where there's not to exceed numbers. You have to be held to those numbers. And that's the detail in that agreement that we're trying to make clear and concise.
So it's not vague.
There you go.
So
I just want to make sure that my question wasn't a reflection on you or any of the staff, you know, and what's going on. It's just a concern I have.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that it's vocalized.
Understood.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Mary Kay and Director Hicks. Mary
Kay, I don't know if this is an appropriate question or not, but the first physical thing that we might want to think about seeing would be what, the demolition of this building or what? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so ultimately our goal is to finalize the temporary buildings, which we are about 99%. We could move in those next week if we really needed to.
So that would be the first thing. Yeah.
So first step is to get us out of the building. We're the only tenants left besides Helicopter Big Bear.
Okay.
From that point, the utilities will be terminated. By then, we'll already be over there, and then a contractor will be on site preparing for demolition. And, you know, there's going to be some specific stuff that they're going to have to do prior to, you know, knocking the whole building down. There might be some recycling that they need to do. There might be some mitigation that needs to be done. So my hope is that we can get started. And if there's a lull, if we can get out of this building and there's a lull before we start doing construct or demolition, I have worked with the Big Bear Fire Department for them to be able to come in here. And I've met with the training battalion chief and needed to know what are they looking for in a training scenario. So my goal would be to get those utilities off. And as we're mobilizing that demolition crew, they get the building for a couple of weeks while they can come in here and not have to worry about knocking a hole in the wall and creating an electrical fire or compromising a gas line, but they want to use smoke.
At that point, the building is still standing.
Correct.
Just like we are.
Yes, that is correct.
Director Hicks.
A couple things. One, do you think it would be worth it to possibly hold a special meeting if you got that contract back and it looks to your approval before then so you can get the process started sooner?
We could. If there's no objection to that, we could do that.
Second, would you call the captain over at the sheriff's station and ask him the same question? Because this building would be ideal for active shooter training and for hostage training. All right. Especially with the second floor up there, assuming the stairs are still safe to go up.
Everything, yeah. Yeah, I'll give Captain Craig a call.
A long time ago to drink, but that was a long time ago. And the last thing, don't we have a requirement to take that same sexual harassment training and ethics training?
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years?
Every 2 years.
So I think I'm due.
I think I'm coming due.
You probably are due this month. Well, I think it's in March, Chuck, for you. And then, Steve, I would have to look at your certificate.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. Yeah, of course. I have your hands full, but
sure. No problem. Yes, every 2 years.
That's an online course, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and we will. That was part of the transparency certificate is providing those certificates and completion and whatnot. So we will review that and get back to you.
I know it's our responsibility, but if you guys get, you know, it's easy to forget.
And we can it's very simple for us to look at, and we can send you an email with the link and everything. So you can just
that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, appreciate it. Okay, that's it for me. Thank you.
Any public comments on the general manager's report?
Can I just one more question?
Director Lawrence.
Manager Goss, you had said that you did the application for that Certificate of Excellence Award 2 years ago?
Well,
Rebecca did?
No, not 2 years ago. And we had an employee do that 2 years ago.
Does that mean we got the certificate
2 years
ago?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Very.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, yes. Right there.
Very proud of it.
Okay.
There's very few districts that are able to comply with all of the requirements that need to be done to receive that. So it's
a high honor and distinction, really.
I believe it is, in special districts. And I know that there's a lot of special districts, you know, it's hard to say that, you know, there's transparency in government, but I take pride in the transparency of government for the airport district. So it's important for me to have other people look at our documents and say that we're the same, you know. So.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, item 11, director's comments. Director Lindstrom.
I'm thinking.
Hey, I'll come back. You want me to circle back?
Please.
Circle back. Director Gardner.
Then.
Director Lawrence.
I just really appreciate Manager Goss's due diligence and all of this and the staff, and then congratulations on the award and the future award. And also was glad to see that we have a helicopter pilot back, and that's becoming more active again.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. Director Hicks.
Someone put up a shot of the runway or the taxiway being plowed.
Yeah.
And I made a comment on it that says, excellent staff, singular. Thanks. It should have been plural. So again, just want to thank the entire staff for getting out there, getting the snow removed.
It was a good training day. So
it was perfect for David.
It wasn't a lot of snow. So I went out and took him out in the truck. And
yeah, he hates that.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep him on
that. I know. He hates it.
So what's the proper vernacular? Staffs?
No, it's staff, but I should have had R. Excellent.
Oh.
Rather than
R. It. Oh, I see what you're saying.
My English major person I know. Get me straight on that one.
I'll be the last commenter here. I echo all the sentiments. And again, staff, for the work that's gotten them thank you so much. And General Manager Goss for going over line by line on contract with Betsy and making sure that we get what's proper for us. So that's a lot of work, and thank you. Commend you for that. a lot of time goes by, it's easy to slip things under, you know, if we're not watching carefully. So that was excellent work. And thank you, public, for coming.
One last question. Excuse me.
Sure.
Fly Big Bear, are they going to move into the temporary terminal?
Good question.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So that is the plan right now, is to bring the administration and helicopter Big Bear into the temporary building.
Will there be anybody else besides that?
No. No. Really, the point of us moving and going where we are is to keep aeronautical businesses affiliated with the district in there. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, any comments?
Director Lindstrom, did you want to circle back to you, or are you good?
I'd just like to really thank you, Ryan, for all the details that you look up and have an answer for. It just amazes me that there's so much intricacy, and you always seem to have the right answer. I appreciate it very much, and thank you to the staff.
Thank you. He's even smarter now. He's got glasses. Yeah.
I know. He looks funny, Mom.
Yes, please. Thank you. I intended to send a massive bouquet of flowers to the staff that provided us a lovely Christmas luncheon.
Oh, yeah.
So it may be way below the aviation radar. But what you did was elegant. It was beautiful, and so many of us enjoyed it.
Good.
Why did I not send the flowers? Because they're underway right now. No, our grandson had norovirus.
Never too late.
Oh. No, really. It's simply to say thank you.
My goodness, thank you.
For so much of what you do that escapes so many.
Well, thank you.
So thank you.
We appreciate
it. Just for the record, I did none of the decorating. That was up to the
office. You do enough.
Yeah. We figured that out.
Yeah.
I was here one day before Christmas, and Rebecca and Ariel had I think you were here too, right?
Yeah.
We had a tree up in 10 minutes.
Oh.
In his office, I come out and look like a Nordstrom.
That's right.
How do you do that?
Little elves.
That's why mine's perpetual.
Come to our house next year, please.
All right. Okay. Item 12, proposal of future agenda items.
I have none at this time.
Item 13, next meeting date, Wednesday, February 12th, will be at 4 p.m. regular board of directors meeting, terminal West Wing boardroom right here.
Maybe.
Well, no, it will be that.
No, but maybe you'll be over there by then.
Oh.
No, yeah. It could happen.
I love the thought, but I don't know.
It's just
positive thinking.
Well, nice idea of it. And just I'll just end with saying before we adjourn, Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you had a great holidays. And let's keep all these poor fire people in our prayers. It's just awful, but it's tragedies. They can always be here. We just got to pray for them. That's all we can do. And counter blessings. So, okay, we'll adjourn at 4:38 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.